open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and an association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It's a football Friday, and of course that means it's also a Motown Friday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Happy to have you with us for the next hour. Hanford Dixon's going to be with us, making his usual appearance on this show. Looking forward to that, the top dog. We'll talk about some stuff league-wide, what took place at the NFL owners' meetings earlier this week. Yours truly was there. We'll have a lot of that sprinkled throughout the show as well. Some material that I brought back with me from Palm Beach, Florida. Talk some Browns with Hanford. We'll get into the draft, look at the Browns' options at number 4. Hot topic there to address, certainly. We're going to also have a visit, and this is a carry back from Florida as well, with Ozzie Newsome. Yeah, the all-time great, the Wizard of Ozzie. He's going to join us as our alumni spotlight guest, which, again, we had a chance because he's general manager, of course, of the Ravens, part of the league meetings participation. So while we were there, he sat on our set and talked with us about his career, the Hall of Fame career, the memories, and offered some thoughts on the current Browns. Gives his opinion on that. So you're going to want to listen to what Ozzie Newsome has to say. And then the anatomy of a trade, the biggest of this offseason, obviously involving Tim Tebow going from the Broncos to the Jets. So John Fox, the head coach of the Broncos, had a chance to talk with him and hear his perspective on it. And then also Rex Ryan, the head coach of the Jets, hearing his perspective. This from the coaches session that we had in Florida, 2 days where the AFC coaches get a morning meeting with the media, followed the next day by the NFC coaches meeting with the media, and lots of fruitful stuff to be pulled from that. And yours truly came back with a bunch of it. So we want to give a chance, have a chance to share that with you tonight. Always share your questions, which you share with us via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. You can also take our voicemail questions, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459 or 440-824-6138. But we've got a whole lot from Twitter, from the Browns official Twitter page. Quantum via Twitter. Skip Bayless is not impressed by Trent Richardson, which is a great reason why the Browns should pick him immediately. So clearly not a Skip fan here, or certainly not in agreement with his opinions. I go back with Skip to his days many years ago as a writer, back in San Jose and down in Texas. Dallas, he was a columnist. He's been in L.A. Skip's got a shtick, which he stays pretty true to it. And the irascible Skip, him saying that he doesn't like Trent, him saying that he doesn't like anybody, usually gives people cause to do the opposite. I'm impressed with Trent Richardson as well. So I would say that I don't know that is, although I don't know that Skip saying that he isn't is a reason that you'd go for him, but I just like that comment. Alpha via Twitter. The Twitterverse is upsetting me. Stop saying the Browns should take Ryan Tannehill at number 4. He is not the 4th best player in the draft. Alpha, I'm inclined to go along that 4 is a pretty high spot to take a very young quarterback who is talented, who has physical, in terms of his ability to run, athleticism, outstanding, got a good arm, throws the ball well, but only 20 starts. And when you really watch this guy closely, you see some throws that do make you scratch your head. Throws that make you say, yeah, he is really, really young and looks like a guy who's only made those 20 starts, looks like a guy who played more receiver than quarterback. That's not to say he can't evolve into a guy who would eventually play well. But when you're picking a quarterback at number four, you're expecting that guy, I think, to contribute a lot right away. He has to. He has to. And I think that's why that seems like a pretty – I mean, I think if you're set in a lot of places and you can develop and take your time and be patient, I don't think that's the case with what we're dealing here with this Cleveland Browns football team. I think there's – in fact, quite the opposite is really true there. All right, we have got much more coming up for you, starting off on this Motown Friday with a conversation with Hanford Top Dog Dixon, a regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It is brought to you by Madden, NFL 12, EA Sports sits in the game.
I need your love.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Spring is here, Harley riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Browns fans, you are on the clock. Celebrate one of the most exciting nights of the year with the Browns at the 2012 Draft Party on Thursday, April 26th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Admission is free. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information.
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Every Door direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit USPS.com/mail to learn more.
Oh, one more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
ESPN Cleveland and Panini's in West Park and Strongsville invite you to join us Saturday for all the hoops action. Meet the Miller Lite girls and compete in a Papa Shot contest to win a party for 10 for the finals at Panini's. Join me, Bruce Hooley, at the Strongsville Panini's on Pearl Road and Will Burge at the West Park Panini's on Lorraine as we watch the Buckeyes battle for a title. Play fun games with the ESPN Cleveland street team for OSU prizes and Panini's gift cards and enjoy Miller Lite aluminum pint buckets for only $12, only at Panini's in West Park and Strongsville.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder with Halt's Crabgrass Preventer. But Scott, you say, you cannot prevent crabgrass. Here in the Midwest, it's just one of life's unavoidable evils. Well, you can prevent it, but you have to act now. A promptly applied first feeding with Scott's keeps crabgrass away for up to 4 months and provides your lawn with essential nutrients. Learn more at Scott's.com. Go on, put down Scott's Turf Builder with Halt's Crabgrass Preventer this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on this Motown Friday. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, spinning those Motown tunes. You don't spin tunes anymore, do you? You just press a button and they come out digitally, right? Yeah. There was a day, folks, when you used to spin tunes. I don't know if anybody remembers that. Hey, celebrate one of the most exciting nights of the year with the Cleveland Browns at the 2012 Draft Party. That's on Thursday, April 26th. First day of the draft at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Admission is free. Doors open at 6 p.m. For more info, visit ClevelandBrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. So happy to have our regular visit from the top dog, Hanford Dixon. Hanford, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Vic. Glad to be here. And, you know, I'm a little bit mad at you because you're all tanned over there just getting back from Florida where you were attending the owners meeting.
Yes, down there for the first 3 days of this week. And you can't tell anybody you had a bad time in Palm Springs and at the Breakers, one of the nicest, I don't know, five-star, 10-star hotels, resorts going. But in truth, it was funny. People like your good friend Ozzie Newsome, a former teammate, the Hall of Famer, and a guy we'll hear on this show, but of course the general manager of the Ravens, general managers, coaches, owners, they did legitimately spend a lot of time indoors, behind closed doors, I mean away from the sun, while a lot of the spouses and families and such were out in, near the palm trees and by the ocean and by the cabanas around the pool and that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, you know those wives. All they do is they lay around, they play tennis all day, and they get a chance to see each other. But you're right. It's just a really nice time for them to get together and be with the families and be with their friends. But also, I was kidding with you because a lot of people may think, you know, it's just a fun trip for you, but it's actually work when you're out there.
Legitimately, there was a lot of stuff going on, too, and you brought that up about just what was happening in the way of work. I would say my biggest takeaway was the discussion about the Saints' punishment for the bounties, and particularly, of course, Sean Payton. And he did show up at the meetings, was visible briefly to the media in the lobby area. He didn't do the whole coaches, the NFC coaches breakfast thing on Wednesday as his fellow NFC coaches did, but he did address his situation. But my takeaway from other club people there, Hanford, the response I got was they were genuinely appalled by this. That they, I think they felt the, you know, the integrity of the game has been threatened, and it seemed like the mission of the commissioner and others there to try to reel it back in.
Well, yeah, you know, and obviously, you know, behind closed, I would just love to be a fly on the wall behind closed doors in those meetings because, you know, obviously the commissioner spoke on that topic, but also the other owners, I'm sure, had a chance to weigh in and speak their mind. And, you know, in that owners meeting, there's a lot of owners. You got Jerry Jones, the Rooneys, you got, you name it, they are there. But, you know, I thought it was interesting also, coming out of there, a lot of the talk, who is going to coach the Saints, because you talked about Sean Payton being there, and his suspension has not kicked in yet, but a lot of talk, everybody is talking about the big tune of Bill Parcells, taking over that football team, and I thought it was an interesting comment that came out from him saying he had not been asked, but if he were, he would consider it, and that's going to be interesting to see what happens with that whole football team. But yeah, the fines were steep, and the commissioner came down hard, and he came down really hard on the Saints.
So can you see how this could play out in the sense of truly having a lingering effect? And again, I like hearing it from the perspective of a guy who played defense, the contact position, where you had, I know, a lot of different thoughts running through your head when you would go up against another player and try to separate him from the ball or put him on the ground or whatever your assignment was at that particular time, whatever your intent was at that time, and that you are a human being and there are personal grudges that can go back and forth in this game, and you have coaches who have their feelings about other teams and coaches and key players. Do you think this brings that sea change? Do you think this concern is real about the integrity of the game? I sensed it just in a conversational sense. Are we going to see tangible differences on field from this?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, I'm an old school guy. I mean, I'm an old school guy, and what I mean by that, I grew up watching the game and trying to play the game the way guys like Jack Tatum, Jack Lambert, you know, guys of that nature played this football game. And what I mean by that is I'm talking about hard hitting. But I also want to stress, I mean, good, clean hard hitting. Nothing illegal, nothing dirty, nothing where you intentionally trying to take a player out or end a player's career. I don't think there's any place in the game for that. I say that to say this. I still think the game today is a little soft. I mean, I really do, because that's why we play this game. Football is a contact sport, and we play it to hit you, and we play it to hit you hard. But again, we don't want to end anyone's career. We don't want to hurt anybody. We just want to hit you, and I mean, that's what it's all about. Because right. I got a kick out of, Vic, I have to say this, I really got a kick out of when I hit a wide receiver, mm-hmm. and I could just hear him grunting a little bit, like, you know. Know what would happen? That wide receiver would come back the next play. I knew I better have my hand ready, because he's gonna come back and try to hit me back or something. Yeah. So, but it was nothing. I don't think I ever had to worry about one of those guys coming intentionally trying to take me out illegal or anything like that. They just wanted to show me that they're going to give me a good, clean, hard hit back.
Best your recollection, were you ever the recipient of what you thought was the intentional try to hurt you hit to get you out of a game?
No, I never. I don't think so. Okay. I don't think I ever anything like that ever happened to me from a player and I never did it to anyone else, because yeah. I don't think there's any place in the game for that. But I do agree with the commissioner about the integrity of the game. I mean, that has to stay in place. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So I don't think there's any place in today's game for any illegal, and I've stated this before, for any illegal or hits where you're intentionally trying to take another player out or end another player's career.
A former NFL player that I know who played for Greg Williams, mm-hmm. told me he was stunned in the first meeting with Greg as his defensive coordinator in one of Greg's coaching stops prior to his joining the Rams, when he laid out this whole thing, this bounty type of talk. And the kid just didn't know what to think of it. To me, he's a kid, but he said his initial feeling was he was conflicted, because he said, I've never been wired to do this. I'm out there to try to play and compete. And he said his concern was exactly what you said. I go do this to a guy, it's going to come back and haunt me.
Well, and I'm a little shocked that you have a coach. You know, coaches have enough to worry about. I mean, and what I mean by have enough to worry about, trying to come up with the right game plan, yeah. A smart, good game plan, trying to come up with the correct scheme in order to stop if you're a defensive coach, trying to stop the opposing offense.
Right.
And to have time to sit down and design a bounty, and I mean, that's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have felt the same way. I mean, a couple of players getting together and say, hey, you know, let's get together, let's take this, you know, something. But nothing yeah. to the extent of you have a whole...
Highly organized.
Yeah, highly organized. Yeah. I think that's unbelievable and mind-boggling to me also.
Hanford Dixon joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Talk some Browns, Hanford, the draft front and center as a topic. This team clearly focused on that now, looking like free agency shopping has come to a close for the Browns. And you look at the discussion about what they might do at 4, what they might do at 22. And this week, two of the names that were prominent in workouts, campus workouts, Trent Richardson, Alabama running back, and Ryan Tannehill, quarterback, Texas A&M, two names that are often put to the Browns at one of those two spots or one of those spots. And I think when you break that down, first of all, the 4 pick to me looks fairly it's pretty much like if I take a cluster of names, you put add Justin Blackmon to that list with Richardson, throw Morris Claiborne on that list, the cornerback from LSU, maybe it's Matt Khalil, the offensive tackle from USC. You're talking about some real prime premium players that you could get there. You're not going to be sorry, I don't think, with any one of them. And I include the corner on that list, even though the overwhelming popular opinion is Brown's got to go offensive for it.
Well, you missed the name. Tannehill.
At 4, maybe.
Right.
Yeah,
that's the big question I was going to have for you. You're not,
do I want to put him up that high? Yeah.
Well, you know, Vic, I don't want to put him up that high. You don't want to put him up that high. But, you know, his name now is starting to surface right now. now as being that guy.
He's talented. He's athletic. But you know what? I see a guy who's just he'll do some things that just show you he hasn't played enough.
Right.
And Mike Sherman's a heck of a coach who guides him, but he'll make decisions on the field that you scratch your head. But that's the type of decision you expect a young kid who hasn't played enough to make.
Well, and you're right. I mean, obviously the kid really helped himself. He really helped himself in his workout. My understanding was not there, but from everyone that was there, he had an excellent workout. I think he completed 65 out of 68 passes,
yeah.
And two of those were dropped. And again, but you come back, he's only played 19 games.
Right.
I think it was a total of 19 games he's played, but everybody seems to think that he's moving up the ladders for the draft. Now, if he doesn't go in that first four pick, my understanding, Miami's standing right there at number 8 and possibly going to take this kid. And, of course, you also have a couple other teams that are waiting maybe to take him. But another guy who possibly we may take, obviously, is the running back. Talking about Trent Richardson, yep. out of Alabama, who is, again, another question mark on him is, he's had some surgeries.
Yeah.
Looked
good in that workout.
Looked good in the workout. Ran a 4.4, 4.5, but this kid, we all know his speed is somewhere in the 4.3s. I mean, he could easily get there. Big back, powerful back.
Yeah.
Can catch the ball coming
Looks
out of the backfield,
part.
And we know that he can throw the football. And he is on a mission. He's on a mission right now to show everybody that he, because running backs in the draft have been dropping, and they've been going later in the first round. So we have to take the best available player. And I think if we stay in the fourth spot, it's either, I think, and nobody knows this, of course, but the guys in that draft room.
Right.
I think it's either going to be Richardson. It's either going to be,
Blackman.
If it's not, Blackman. And, of course, the cornerback that you talk
Morris
about,
Claiborne.
Morris Claiborne.
All right, you put that one on the table, Mr. Cornerback. I think a case can be made because, again, there will be we can hear it now, the screeching that, oh, man, again, offensively challenged football team takes a corner with the top 10, and this team that had a top 10 defense. I mean, is this needed? Well, the answer to me is yes, that's a position of need. No one's going to argue the need there, but the timing of it. But my thinking is, these guys are rare. They only come along so often, and you get a chance to get one. By extension, you could be helping your offense by helping your defense, by putting that lockdown guy there, by limiting the chances or getting offenses off the field much quicker and maybe taking some pressure off of your offense.
Well, I agree with you. And for a long time, the way everybody was saying you win Super Bowl is with a great defense. I mean, you go back to the Bears and that great defense that they had. Obviously, the offense wasn't too bad with Walter Payton and company, too.
But it was all about the defense.
But Clay, Morris is a phenomenal, phenomenal cornerback. I've watched him work out. He has great hands. Change of direction is just unbelievable. And the kid's technique is just there. I mean, I think he is whoever, whatever team gets him is just going to have a fine, fine corner. And I think if you bring him in here, he will make Joe Hayden better, because I'm telling you, this kid is going to come in here and he's going to demand respect. Joe Hayden is going to demand. It's sort of like when we brought Minifield in and I was on the other corner. I mean, I'm saying, hey, let's go. We got two guys, but sure, those two guys, the competition is going to be a lot between them, but friendly competition between them. So, we can go. There's a lot of different ways we can go with that number fourth pick, but I have a lot. Again, I've said it. I have a lot of confidence in those guys that they're going to do the right thing. And again, I think this is going to be the year. You can say what you want to say. This is going to be the year that the Browns show that improvement.
Well, a month and counting, and we've still got a whole lot we can talk about with this draft, and we will. We'll squeeze this thing dry. All right, great stuff, Hanford. Thank you so much.
You got it, partner.
He is Hanford Dixon, the top dog, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. He's breaking the equipment, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto.
auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Vince, Olin, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to quick and safe.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retread, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interests.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yeah.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present from Comedy Central's The Chappelle Show, comedian and actor Christian Finnegan. Come see Christian Finnegan this Thursday through Sunday at The Improv, located next to Shooters on the West Bank of the Flats. Christian Finnegan, you've seen him on VH1's Best Week Ever. Countdown to Keith Olbermann and Comedy Central's Premium Blend. Now come see him live this week at The Improv Comedy Club. Call 696-IMPROV, that's 696-4677, for tickets to see the hysterically funny Christian Finnegan. We'll see you there.
See what you want. See what you will. See what you need to. EmbroidMe knows how to say it for you. EmbroidMe is the world's leading expert in helping you get the message out with logo apparel and promotional products to identify your company, school, organization, or team. No matter how big or small, they have the right solutions for you. Find them online at starpointsneo.com along with all their partners. They're the answer for what you need to say. EmbroidMe can say it the right way. They're the exclusive branding partner of ESPN 850 WKNR. And that says it all. Check them out at starpointsneo.com today and you can say it your way. Your way.
Little Marvin Gaye to take us back into Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So glad you're joining us on this Motown Friday edition of the show. Isn't it great? Isn't this, this is the best. But I've got something even a little better for you. Tuesday. Coming Tuesday, April 3rd, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This very show that you're listening to, we're going to be broadcasting live from the new Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville. It'll help kick off their grand opening. Discount Drug Mart is the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Come on out, say hello to us, and say hello to some current and former Browns players who will be on hand. This is going to be a very cool event. And as I said, we're going to do the full hour of the show there. We'll be set up right inside. You'll get to meet and greet with some of the players. And again, visit with us, you know. I mean, that's going to be fun. Interact. I like to meet the people who are listening to the show. And this segment is brought to you by, it is driven by Liberty Ford. I call this the anatomy of a trade. When we were at the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida, this past Tuesday, Wednesday, had a chance to visit with the coaches. They call it the annual coaches breakfast with the media, and it's a very fruitful thing. You saw a lot of reports, tweets, and Facebook postings, and stories on the internet and such, and newspapers, because you get a lot of stuff from this material that you can use immediately and then long term. So I put this in my back pocket along with a lot of other stuff, and basically had a chance to visit with John Fox, the head coach of the Broncos, and Rex Ryan, the head coach of the Jets. Spent a little more time with Fox regarding the trade of Tim Tebow to the Jets and the thinking and everything behind it. And I think you'll find this pretty interesting, because this has been one of the most talked about deals in sports and in the NFL. And it was the preeminent topic, I guess, until the bounty gate knocked it off the headline. But it's still right up there, and it's still going to continue to be a big deal. Anyhow, so John Fox spoke about initially saying Tim Tebow. Now think about this, and this can apply to a lot of teams. He stated initially Tim Tebow would be the Broncos starting quarterback for the 2012 season, and then lo and behold, signing Peyton Manning in free agency.
That wasn't a lie. It's a fluid process, and things changed, and you know, we had an opportunity to get Peyton Manning. We had no idea that, you know, at the end of our season. You know, so it's it's a process, and it's a fluid one, and you make moves to get better. You know, whether it's Broderick Bunkley, I mean, you know, it's business. There's no hard feelings. We respect everything he did, and he knows the same as mutual, so we wish him nothing but the best. And same thing with Tim Tebow. I think at the point where we were going to sign Peyton Manning is when we had discussions, and you know, Tim understood. I mean, he gets it. And I told him then, and John, or we told him then, that, you know, we were going to move forward and do what's best for both parties. And, you know, that's our job. That's what Pat Bowlen hired us to do. And, you know, we attempt to do it the best we can. So time went on, this opportunity came, and there were discussions with, you know, Tim and his representatives throughout the process. We tried to do what was best for him and yet what was best for the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, when we referred to we, and he mentioned the name John, of course, John Elway, part of that triumvirate that runs that football operation in Denver. Fox also talked about using Peyton Manning, the way he operates, the way Manning's game is put together, which is, of course, running the offense mostly at the line of scrimmage and pretty much functioning as his own offensive coordinator.
Well, as I said many times a season ago, is, you know, part of coaching is utilizing your players' strengths so they can have success. And in Peyton's case, you know, he's exhibited that over a long period of time at a high level. And in my opinion, he'll be a first ballot, you know, Hall of Famer when he's done playing. And hopefully that's not anytime soon. I think, you know, he'll definitely bring the best out of anybody that we tried out there on offense. And you know, that's what we're planning on him doing. There's no substitute for experience. And whether you're dealing with a young quarterback or a very veteran quarterback, he has that ability. And so, you know, we're going to push that envelope, you know, to the brink and, you know, let him take charge or be that general. And that's all part of coaches. Our coaching, I think our coaching staff is very excited, you know, about getting going when that time is permitted. And we look forward to that, you know, that opportunity.
And when you're working with a Peyton Manning, it's really a unique experience. I mean, think about it. 14 years in the Colts system of doing things the way he does them. Again, running pretty much his own show. So John Fox was asked about whether he consulted some former Manning coaches, people like Tony Dungy, or who was his head coach in Indianapolis, or his former offensive coordinator in Indy, Tom Moore, to gather as much information as possible on how to work with this unique quarterback.
It's a tight fraternity of people, and so I forget, I lost count, but I think it's going to be my 23rd year in the league. And whether it's Tom Moore, who I coached with all the way back in 1989, offensive guys that I have a lot of respect for, same thing on defense, facing him is a unique experience because he does have that great latitude as far as checks, code names. He's pretty remarkable, actually. In answer to your question, yes. But a lot of it is just, I kind of knew that 2 years ago before, I never dreamed of being able to get Peyton Manning. Now it's reality.
All right, so Tim Tebow out of Denver, but ends up with the New York Jets. So I had a chance to sit down with Rex Ryan and just briefly hit him on the key subject of how you're going to manage the mass hysteria that's been going on over the acquisition of Tebow, both on and off the field.
I look at it as, I could say easily he's just one of 53 guys. That's not the case. I understand that. I mean, he's got a great following. He's one of the most popular players in the league. And I recognize that. But for us, I'm worried about the football. When he's in our building and all that, we are worried about football and football only. And that's the way it's going to be. We will always do what's in the best interest of the team. You don't focus on one individual or whatever. What's the best thing for our team? I think we'd be kind of hypocritical if we didn't, because of the quarterback position, look at it any differently than, I see that it's different, but, I always said this, there's three factors when making any decision, and that's the team, and the team. And we feel that this guy is that Tim is going to bring something to our football team that will really be a benefit to us. And he's a good football player, and that's what we wanted to add. Well, everything's considered, when you're looking at things. But again, we have a chance to add a good football player that's going to contribute to our team. It's not just a backup player. He's a backup quarterback, but there's things he's going to do. Is he going to be our starting quarterback in the Wildcat? Absolutely. Is there things that he can do because of his unique skill set to help our football team? Absolutely.
Whole lot of discussion about a so-called backup quarterback. And again, to Rex Ryan's credit, acknowledging not just one of 53 guys on the roster and certainly not your typical backup guy. And he's going to be utilized in those specific ways that he talks about, those packages. Again, Tony Sperano there trying to use him in the Wildcat, all those other things. But in general, this will be one of the more interesting stories to play out in the league. So you heard it from the Jets' perspective with Rex Ryan and the Broncos' perspective with John Fox at the league meetings. We'll have more such material to share with you from some of the other coaches from around the league, from around the AFC North next week as well, from our big, thick notebook and briefcase that we brought back from the league meetings. All right, coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Motown Friday edition, going to have a conversation, this too, from our time in Palm Beach, Florida, with Ozzie Newsome, the one and only former Cleveland Browns tight end, one of the greatest players actually in the game, a Hall of Famer. He joins us, going to reflect on his career. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
The auto show may be over, but the deals keep getting better at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge with the available $1,000 auto show bonus cash. Or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $199. Four-wheel drive, chrome access, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $199 a month with your trade-in. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, yeah.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Lou favorite. Try our sweet potato retreat, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, too quick to say kaboom.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Spring is here, Harley riders. On Saturday, April 7th, hit the Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Hi, this is Bernie Kosar, and you are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Oh, Smokey Robinson, isn't that a beautiful thing? Vic Carucci with you till the top of the hour here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Appreciate that you have chosen to spend this portion of your Friday with us. Browns fans experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets, they're on sale now. They're more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at only $32. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. For more information, and this segment, our alumni spotlight segment that we proudly present to you, is brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Well, so pleased and honored right now to have with us one of the all-time great Cleveland Browns. He is Ozzie Newsome here at the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. Ozzie, welcome to the show.
Well, good. It's always a pleasure to get the opportunity to talk back to the good fans of Cleveland, Ohio.
And that's the thing, Oz. It's never changed, even though you are the architect of this Baltimore Ravens team, this rival team in the division. And that part of it, you know, you could always say Browns fans would have a hard time embracing, per se, but they never fail to embrace you. Hall of Famer and someone who's, anytime you talk Cleveland Browns, your name is in the conversation. Browns history, your name comes up in the conversation very quickly.
Well, you can't take away the 13 years that I had on the field there, all the success we had, going all the way back to Red Right 88, the drive, the fumble, and then the blowout, I guess you call that third one. But there was a lot of success. We won a lot of football games, and then starting my career off as a non-player right there in that city. You know, you can't take that away. And I think that's what the fans appreciate. And those are things that I'll never forget because, again, that's the only team that I played for other than the University of Alabama.
Right. And what is it that I always try to ask guys who've played and especially had the chance to experience a success and some level of glory as part of it. And I know the ultimate was, you know, you didn't get that and you wanted that as far as a Super Bowl. But nonetheless, you went through some high times and great times there. What's your impression of the Cleveland fan base and its relationship with the team?
Well, you know, it's a great fan base, and it has been for years. They're very passionate about their football in the state of Ohio as well as in the northeast Ohio, the surrounding areas of Cleveland. They're very passionate about football. I think there's some impatience going on. And it has been since the Browns have come back. I think they're hungry for a winner. But in order to be a winner, it takes some patience. And if you continue to have turnover, it'll be tough to get any type of continuity with anybody. So they're a great fan base, but they need to be a little bit more patient, especially with this group that they have right now.
And talking about that group, Mike Holmgren is team president. Tom Heckert is general manager. Pat Shermer is going to be entering his second year as head coach. I know you know these people well.
Yes.
Just your general thoughts on the group running the Browns.
Well, I think, you know, number one, I got the utmost respect for Mike Holmgren. He served on the committee with me when I first joined the competition committee, and so I got the opportunity to watch him firsthand, you know, how important football is to him, how much knowledge that he has about football. But I think, you know, the key is, for the first time, everybody in that building is on the same page. You know, it's hard to compete with 31 other teams if everybody's not on the same page.
Right.
And I think Mike has that now with Pat, with Tom Herrick, bringing in Brad Childress, people like that, Dick Duron, Ray Rose. I mean, he's got a group of guys, and they all got success in their history, and I think they can bring that success to Cleveland.
Yeah, it is a lot of experience with people who have been former head coaches. You mentioned Rhodes and Geron and Holmgren, of course. That experience and expertise is not a trivial thing. It's important to have
no,
in the building.
No. What happens is it helps you be able to deal with the ups and the downs. You know, when you have a good year, then you don't, you know, make the mistakes of, oh my God, we one player away. And so you make mistakes in your personnel decision, or when you are struggling and things are not doing as well, and you don't panic and change your plan. So those having that experience allows you to deal with the ups and downs of a season or during a season.
And Ozzie, when we think of the playing days and the impact you had, of course, that led to an induction in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, what does come to mind for you as far as favorite memories, things that just stand out to you?
Well, I can't not think about the very first touchdown I had as a rookie in the very first game. It was a end around, and when I turned the corner, I saw nothing but the dog pound, and I spiked the ball. So nothing will take that memory away. But, you know, just playing in all of the playoffs games, the passions of the fans, anytime the Steelers and the Bengals would come to town, even the Oilers back then, they were in our division. You know, just how electric the city could get, you know, how they would stand there with us. And then the other thing, I guess, the silence after the throw that was to me at Red Ride 88, how just, you know, 80,000 people who were cold just went silent, you know. It's unbelievable. So those things, you know, you just can't take away from
it. Ozzie Newsome, Pro Football Hall of Famer, former Cleveland Brown and the current general manager of the Baltimore Ravens, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. At what point, Oz, did as you, during the course of your playing career, and as long as an accomplished as it was, did the thoughts go to what you do now, that you had it in your mind that this could be something you do? And obviously you've done it extremely well, but let's start with just the idea of being a GM. When did that come into your thought, and who influenced that?
Well, it began with a career transition program that we had that was ran by Paul Warfield and Calvin Hill, who I worked basically at East Ohio Gas Studio all season in human resources, and I enjoyed that aspect of it. But toward the end of my career, had the art gave me the opportunity to stay on if I wanted to, and I told him I would only stay on if I stayed on the football side of it. And he allowed that, and I was really lucky. Ernie, of course, he was the GM, and he really took me under his wings. Bill Belichick was the head coach. And what two better guys to have as mentors than Ernie, of course, and Bill Belichick, for someone that has a willingness or want to learn the business, and I had that.
And when we think about the business of football, I know it's you know, it's on many levels and different layers, and you deal with so many different things in your capacity. But I guess the key thing, the thing that makes you sustainable and successful, is identifying the right guys to play this game and play it well. And I know there's probably not an easy answer to this question, but if you could kind of tell me how you formulate your thoughts and what are the basic tenets of identifying identifying those guys, those right guys that, that you find?
Well, a lot of come from the mistakes we've made. You know, we got off on a good fit by taking Jonathan Ogden, and that was, you know, you always take the best available player on your board, you know, even though we had other needs. But, you know, you get to the point that, you know, while we were big with height, weight, and speed when I was with Bill, but when I got with Coach Marchibroda, you get to the thing that you got to have a passion for the game. If you got a passion for anything in life, then you may not have the measurables to be able to do it, but that would overcome that. So those are some of the things. And I think the other thing that has helped us is that I try to make sure that everybody has a voice, that everybody has the ability to give me their opinion without being concerned that I may fire them if I disagree with them. You know, hey, everybody is entitled to their opinion. I have to make a decision. So I get the involvement of everybody in the in us trying to make personnel decisions. But I will go back to, we've learned a lot from our mistakes that have helped us to be successful.
And I've heard this from other personnel people that I know in this league who have had some great success, that you establish as much of a profile as you can because of core beliefs you have as an organization that a player should have. And I understand it's not, you're not dealing with robots, so they're human beings, and there are a lot of variables, but that there will be some basic consistency and threads at what specific positions, if not general athletes, that you want to wear the Ravens uniform.
Well, that's true, and well, that gets to, you know, your ability to watch tape. You know, you get a chance to watch the guy play in a game, and then you can see how he plays when he's ahead, how he's behind, when the, you know, game's on the line, a lot of different things like that. And so that's how we build that profile. But we also build it because of the successful people we've had. You know, try to find another Ray Lewis. You can't, but you know the attributes that Ray Lewis has. You know that attributes of a Shannon Sharp or Rod Woodson that we brought over. So we just try to use that also.
And Ozzie, the other thing that is so interesting, because we have Hanford Dixon on as a regular on this show, and I know how tight you guys are and how close you remain really with your Bernie Kosar, your former teammates, the camaraderie that was built. And you have, I know, personal life discussions with these guys on a regular basis, but football discussions as well.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I have a great understanding, a great appreciation for all of my teammates, whether with Cleveland or at the University of Alabama, because I know the price that they paid to become a player at the university, but even more so to make it to the National Football League. It's a tough thing to do. So I have an appreciation for that. And so a lot of the times I could just sit there and talk football with those guys, and they understand thoroughly what I'm talking about. It makes it fun, but you know, it allows me the opportunity to vent or to get some things out from guys that are not going to necessarily judge me.
Right. Because you got the trust.
Yeah, exactly.
These are like your family.
Yep. Exactly. So it's good in that sense. You know, the other thing that's happening now is a lot of the players that I play with now have sons. I mean, Chase Minifield is a guy that's in the draft this year. So, you know, there is some benefits to have played in the league and have been around good players, and it's starting to come back to us. I just have to make tough decisions at times.
It's a generational thing, like you said. And Ozzie, too, the division, the AFC North, is competitive. Some would argue the best in the NFL or toughest in the NFL. And when it's looked at from a Browns perspective, how do you get past the Ravens? How do you get past the Steelers? Cincinnati's getting so much better now with their young quarterback, Andy Dalton. Just talk about just the general competition of that division.
Well, you know, number one, they've started in the right direction. They're playing very good defense. In order to win in the AFC North, you got to play good defense. The other thing, you know what? They got to make a decision on the quarterback. You know, we got Joe. Pittsburgh's got Ben. Cincinnati's got Andy. So, you know what? They get that thing resolved. Whether it's Colt or whoever else, whatever decision that they make. But if you get your quarterback that's going to be very competent, and you can play defense the way they played last year, then you'll be able to start to win games in the division. And you win games in the division, you can start to make it to the playoffs.
But it's as tough and as hard hitting a defensive division as there is, really, right? With all your teams, it's. I mean, we look around, and you're going to be hard pressed to find four teams that play that strong defensively?
You have to bring your hard hat. You know, when you play in the AFC North, you have to bring your hard hat. You know, the game is going to be played between the hashes a lot. You know, there's not a whole lot of finesse and gimmicks that goes along with it. It's football, and the way football is supposed to be played, and that's the way we play it in the AFC North.
You've been having so much fun on this job, and you've been at it a while here. It's still a lot of fun for you. How much longer can you even envision yourself doing this, or are they going to have to just pry you out of the building someday?
No. I'd like to win at least one more Super Bowl, and I talked to Steve about winning two more. And
the owner, Steve Bisciotti.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the measuring stick, is our ability to win some Super Bowls. But I enjoy it. As I talk to the media back in Baltimore, I enjoy going to work every day. I have great people to work with. I enjoy my job. And when I get to the point that I don't, then that's when I'll step away.
Well, Ozzie, great stuff. We thank you so much for taking the time to join us here.
Thank you, and I enjoy talking to you.
He is Ozzie Newsome, the Hall of Famer, former Brown, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
It's the best deal in the neighborhood, and it's all jazzed up with the flavors of Bourbon Street. It's Applebee's new 2 for $20. Get one appetizer and two entrees for just $20. Like our Bourbon Street chicken and shrimp, or our new Cajun seasoned blackened chicken penne. Or go for a classic like our 7-ounce South Sirloin. It's a great deal that just keeps getting better. The new Bourbon Street 2 for $20. Only at Applebee's. We all love choices, but variety at lunchtime can be hard to come by. So come on into Applebee's for our all-new pick-and-pair lunch menu and get any two of our hearty new soups, salads, sandwiches, and pasta. Pair our new Fiesta Chicken Chop Salad with our new fried green tomato and turkey club. The choice is yours. The new pick-and-pair lunch menu, only at Applebee's.
Visit your local Applebee's every Friday during lunch for all-you-can-eat fish and chips. A special luncheon menu is also available every day. Applebee's, there's no place like the neighborhood.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Most on Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you. We go to the Ask Vic mailbag. This is driven by Liberty Ford. Questions that you've posted via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Lots of Twitter questions today that were pulled out here. Jermaine says, please do not listen to Todd McShay. He's the ESPN draft analyst. He's very wrong in his opinion about Tannehill. We need to take Justin Blackmon. And I know there's been a lot of conversation that is putting Tannehill in the Browns' hands at number four. Again, keep this in mind, and this is going to tie into
another one I want to read almost simultaneously. Well, not almost. I will read simultaneously. Anthony via Twitter. He says the Browns should say they are drafting Tannehill to get it. He's actually putting this in the form of a question. Should the Browns say they're drafting Tannehill to get a team to trade up and get extra picks? Well, and here's the interesting thing about saying things. You never hear publicly what a team is doing, but you will hear whispers, you know, and then you'll hear hints given in some of the public forums. And folks, this time of year, when you're now a month in the countdown of the draft, this is where it ramps up. Lots of propaganda out there, lots of false information, as many people in football have described it to me through the years. This is the lying season. Yeah, because you want to mislead and you know, put people off the trail or on the trail to something and give them. And guess what? Every team knows that every other team is doing this. Matter or meter via Twitter. Colt McCoy won't be successful until he gets a number one receiver. He's working with just slot receivers right now. Well, I would contend that Greg Little can be a lot more than that. I think he can be a much better player, applying himself. You heard him as a guest on the show last night working down in Miami. When he comes up to Berea and gets into the mid-April workouts and through the rest of the offseason, preseason, I think he can make himself a better guy. But, yeah, the need is there to enhance the position. We want to thank Hanford Dixon. We want to thank John Fox and Rex Ryan. We want to thank Ozzie Newsome. We want to thank Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and our tremendous producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.